This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. It's Geek Squawks. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Culture Pop's Matt Armitage. On Monday, Enterprise Biz Bytes, I spoke to Frida and Christine, and I spoke to them about how Simon Cowell has decided to ditch his smartphone for nearly 10 months now, and it has made him a lot happier, which is surprising because, a lot of things, I guess, would not have made Simon Cowell a lot happier. Like, I know him as Mr. Grumpy.
Well, yeah, I would have suggested that he keep the smartphone and ditch his fingers. That would have been a better solution.
So anyways, talking about, ditching your smartphone to, be happier, a new app called Screen Time that's available on the new iOS that just released recently will offer iPhone and iPad users like a dashboard. It enables you to sort of just, see how much time that have been spent on using the apps, how many notifications you've received, how often you pick up your device, and also, how's your usage patterns compared to the average person, right? So it also allows you to set like daily time limits for individual apps. A notification will be shown when the time limit is about to expire. So I guess parents these days then will be able to sort of access their children's activity, but it's also more for adults.
Well, I was
going to
say,
right?
I think probably the parents are worse than the kids are.
We're more addicted to them.
Yeah. I mean, I go out with people and sometimes you see the kids playing at the table and the parents are just staring at the phones and you just think...
Yeah, the parents are equally...
Well, no, the kids are just playing, talking to each other and playing at the table.
Right,
and it's the parents who are staring at the phones and you just think... Something is wrong here.
Yeah. So this Screen Time will be available with iOS 12, and it's the latest version of the Apple's mobile operating system. I think it will be launched somewhere later this year. There's also a few more other digital well-being features to be launched with iOS 12, including enhancement of the Do Not Disturb feature. This is including a bedtime mode that it dims the display and it hides all your notifications from the lock screen until prompted in the morning. And I know Android has done something similar as well with Android P. It also turns your screen into monochrome, which I really need this because I'm one of those where, unlike you, Matt, we should have 73,000 unread emails or something or counting.
I think I'm at 82.
82,000 emails unread. I can't see that notification there. I rather not see it, even though it's in the background, because if I see it, I have to respond. I feel, the urge to respond. So I'm really liking, now companies are taking a step forward in doing this.
I mean, it is a really cool thing, but I do also see it as being kind of an escalation of the business war between Apple and Google and Facebook, because we've talked a lot about the way that companies fund themselves. So Facebook and Google taking our information and using the data and selling it to third parties, whereas companies like Apple and Amazon have a more traditional model where we buy services from them or goods from them, and that's the exchange. So this does seem to be a way for Apple to put these kind of blocks between them and these other companies, making it, making you maybe less likely to go out of Apple's ecosystem, spend less time on Facebook, spend less time searching on Google. Because, at the end of the day, it's still apps that sit there on your phone. It's still products from Apple that you're consuming, even if you're consuming a product from them that is about not consuming their phone, which, it does sound counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But I do see this as having a kind of business aspect to it, as well as helping people.
You might be onto something there, because they're also clamping down on a technique. When I say they, as in Apple, they're also clamping down on a technique called fingerprinting.
Yeah, when I read this, because I didn't know about this until I read this piece. Sorry, I'll let you explain it, but this is really horrible.
Yeah, so this fingerprinting allows advertisers to identify and track individual web users based on their unique way their computer is set up, including the device, the operating system, and the fonts they're using.
Yeah, because, we've talked about anonymized data before and how easy it is to reverse engineer those things to identify people.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that just the way that your computer is configured could be a way of identifying you as an individual. That really is quite an astonishing level of kind of data hackery.
And, you know, I think you can actually find out a little bit about a person based on the fonts that they prefer and like and stuff. I'm sure there's some reports that
Yeah, like I can't see.
Anyways, if you are one of those individuals that seems to have an addiction with your smartphone, or you just want to have something to try out to see, you know, how much are you using your phone and stuff, there's a bunch of apps that you can download. I know it sounds counterintuitive. You got to download an app in order to not use your phone, but it does help you.
Just put it in your bag, for heaven's sake.
The cheapest alternative is just to keep it in your bag.
Turn it off.
That's the best alternative you have. But if, let's say, you are really addicted and you got to have some app to help you
or
not
you
use your phone.
Or you want to spend money something that stops you using your phone.
Some of them are free, by the way. The first one is called Freedom. It's available on your iPhone and iPad. I know. I love these names, though. Freedom offers a trial period, but they have a monthly subscription. It's $7 per month or $29 for the year.
See? $7 to not use your phone.
Yeah, so it basically creates block lists and it's scheduled time away from the apps that might be the most distracting, like Facebook. Just uninstall the app on Facebook on your phone. That's what I've done already.
I'm setting up a shop that doesn't sell you socks. You walk in, you give me $10 and I don't give you any socks.
Oh, wow, revolutionary. Yeah. There's the other one called In Moment. This is to basically help you to curb social media use. It not only just like tracks and provides your historical data on social media habit, but it allows you to set limits on your daily social media usage. This has a subscription of $10 and it's built automatically through the App Store. Space is the other app. Now, this is a little bit different than many of the, you know, screen time apps. Space helps you to set goals to be mindful of your screen usage. When you install Space, you'll complete a short questionnaire about your smartphone habits and then select a user type that is the best match. The app then sets screen unlock and time to according to the goals. The app will send notification as the screen time increases and it will reward you with different achievement badges when you meet your daily goals. So kind of makes you feel good.
I guess so, but that company is making you take a survey, which I'm assuming they're then selling to somebody about you not using your phone.
I'm very sure maybe something like that would be happening. The other one that you may like, actually, Matt, it's called App Detox. This is to, you know, create rules to limit access to certain apps. However, though, what's the best thing about this is that, you know, the usual schedule and time-based limitations, they're all available. But there's an option that requires you to walk in order to earn screen time. That's clever, no, right?
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so you gotta, you know, you gotta make walk for 5 minutes.
With that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, while we're waiting for the fat-free frying oil, I think that's a cool one.
There's one more which I really just I don't know what to say, but yeah, so it's called Off the Grid. This is for those who really have a problem staying off the phone. It completely blocks your phone for a length of time that you determine. And then should you get the urge to use your phone after you have activated Off the Grid, it's going to cost you. The app will charge you $1 for each time you end your session early.
You see, I do have a problem with that one. No, I mean, imagine that you're walking out and about and you've got your phone locked off and you see a car hit a motorcyclist. The first thing you would normally do is pick up your phone and you might make an Insta story. I would call an ambulance.
I'm just kidding.
But now you're faced with actually having to pay $1 to actually call the ambulance. So imagine you're walking over to the guy on the motorcycle. Hi, you don't know me. Can you tell me, are you married? Do you have kids? What are your careers Are you married? Do you have kids? What are your career prospects? Are you worth $1? I mean, sorry. I think that's taking it a bit too far.
There's one more called Antisocial. This is just basically like
that
you
one's
know,
the one for me, right? Yeah.
It just provides you, but this is on Android though. So this one, you know, just kind of provides you like standard features like screen limits and app blocking. But the thing that I'm not quite sure about this app is that it compares your screen usage data to other people in your age and gender. So like you'll have an idea.
Yeah, so like without harvesting all your data, which I presume they're going to make money from.
So it's just monitoring your entire phone. Exactly. So stay away from this app.
Even when you're not using your phone, you're still giving useful information to marketers. So there are very real, you know, as much as we're laughing, there are real privacy concerns with a lot of these apps.
Yeah. Anyways, just stay away from any of these apps.
Put it in your bag.
You heard it there. Great advice from another episode of Geek Squawks. We'll be right back after this. BFM 89.9.
Building first world mindsets. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. It's Geek Squawks. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with Culture Pop's Matt Armitage. Let's talk about the future of wounds, of treated wounds. We've spoken about how, you know, medicine will change and surgery will change. Yeah. This, however,
Yeah, but it's super freaky, right?
Freaky, but really sounds sci-fi to me.
Yeah.
Really sci-fi. What is this? Is basically using plasma to treat wounds instead of just antibiotics.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people may not know what plasma is. They think that plasma is the stuff that you get in... on your TV. No, they think that it's like a blood substitute that you get in hospital, but actually it's a state of being. So it's a state of being that...
It's just like solid or gas.
Solid or gas or whatever, that things are traditionally at very high temperatures turn into a plasma state.
Yeah, so but this new patch of plasma can create cold plasmas that might be actually ideal for the use on body. And this patch is developed by a German company. It's called Cold Plasma Tech, no-brainer of that name. They produce a plasma by sending high-energy electrons through the air between the patch and the skin, and this rips some of the electrons off the molecules in the air, creating a gas of free-floating electrons and positively charging atoms around,
which is amazing because it's kind of like applying a particle accelerator to
within
a wound in your skin.
yeah,
it's. I mean, it really is a mind-boggling concept.
Now, the resulting mix is an ionized gas, or it's called plasma. The process, plasma damages the surface structures of bacteria, but the process is also harmful to cells. But overall, they are more resilient. So this means that during a short interaction with plasma, cells can survive, but bacteria won't.
Yeah, so if you're one of those people who forgets to take the plaster off after a couple of days, you might find your finger falling off because the plasma's eaten all the way through. But no, in short bursts. And they say the plasma burst can actually help to stimulate the cells to
It's like a recovery process. Jumpstart it, right? So kickstart it. Anyways, it consists of two parts: the active wound dressing. It's made of silicone that applies to the plasma wound, and a small power supply, of course. When powered up, the plasma dressing is applied to the damaged skin, killing the bacteria or fungi within 2 minutes. It's clinical trials in Germany at this point of time, where the test will be tested on wounds that persist without properly healing.
Yeah, so, because a lot of people with autoimmune disorders, it's very difficult for them to heal. And this is actually a really important technology because we are running out of antibiotics.
Yeah.
There are very few antibiotics that still work. So if we can retain the antibiotics for things like infections you have in your lungs or internally and use this kind of treatment for more external wounds, because one of the things they say is it doesn't matter how deep the wound is.
Yeah,
because it doesn't matter because it simply fills up the space with this kind of ionizing gas. So it can be used for, you know, knife wounds or gouges or bullet wounds or all kinds of things that you would traditionally just have to give antibiotics for and let them heal themselves. Mm.
I can't imagine going to a hospital in the near future and if you hear the surgeons like, could you pass me the plasma gun, please?
But that's the thing. I mean, that's what's really cool about this. It's not like a huge piece of machinery.
Yeah.
It is just a patch you put on and a battery pack
that
activates the waves that do all the work. You know, it really is like being healed by magic. It's really cool.
Let's move on to New Zealand. Now, I thought that we've been doing this for, for you will be 9 years, for me will be 8 years on BFM But apparently, we do have a competition because yes. John Watson, he's came out and admit that he's the first radio DJ to put people to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a byproduct for us. It's not our main raison d'etre, but for this guy, he really wants you to sleep. Tune out.
Yeah. So for the past 4 years, John Watson, who lives in a tiny New Zealand township called Te Aroha, has been broadcasting to the world. But instead of seeking an engaged listenership, which we really want, sorry if you're asleep now, Watson wants...
Sorry?
Watson, he wants those who tune into his station to literally fall asleep. And apparently they do. People from far away from Afghanistan, Israel, Russia, Hungary, Taiwan, Puerto Rico, they all log on to Watson's station, which is called Sleep Radio. And apparently someone in Prague has been listening for 3 days straight. Someone needs to go and check on that guy because, you know, that person...
He's sleeping too long.
Needs to go and check on him. But yeah, so the idea of a radio station that sends listeners to sleep.
Well, it's really quite cool because it's just ambient music.
Yeah.
It makes sure that there are no big ad breaks. And there is kind of a growing industry for these sleep aids. I've tried a lot of this kind of stuff in the past. I was telling you off air, I used to listen to a classical music station and it would be fine at first, but then somewhere halfway through the night, they'd put on some really rousing concerto and you'd get like the drums and everything going off and you'd just wake up as though somebody had slapped you in the face.
That's the problem he had too, right?
Well, yeah, exactly.
He was saying like, you know, even on the radio, you would be listening to relaxing music, trying to get some sleep, and all of a sudden, an advert would come on yelling at you to buy something.
Yeah, no, exactly. So it is a really cool idea, and he makes sure there are no kind of big guitar solos whatever.
He's very strict about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and now ambient music producers are actually sending him the music for the track, for the station.
What I like is that actually he you know, he had this idea, he had like after he had a heart attack nearly 10 years ago, and then after 5 coronary artery bypasses, he began to suffer from chronic depression and insomnia. At 62, he was treated with medication and he started seeing a counselor who suggested that he should just try this, you know, relaxing and ambient music. But like you said, man, you know, there aren't enough of variety, and he decided to just do his own, and Sleep Radio is born. You can download on your phone now.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I downloaded the app. It's not the slickest app in the world, but you know, this is kind of like his passion project. It is listener funded, so you know, he doesn't have a lot of money to do it. It is a passion thing, as I said. But so if you're downloading the app on for an
iOS,
iPhone on iOS. You have to search for it. Sleep Radio is one word. If you search for it as two words, for some weird reason, it doesn't show up. Whereas on Google, you found...
Yeah, it's a lot smarter. Yeah,
you search for it on... I don't think it's that Google's smarter. But, you know...
Yeah, Sleep Radio, two words, or one word doesn't make any
difference.
You can
pretend to have an opinion if that's what you want. But no, I did listen to it for a while, and it is surprisingly quite... cool and relaxing and calming. And the app does have things like timers as well, so you can set it to go off after 30 minutes or an hour or whatever, so it's not playing in your ear the whole time.
All right.
Yeah, it is. Check it out, Sleep Radio.
I'll definitely listen to Sleep Radio 2 weeks from now, because the next Friday there's no show because it's Hari Raya. The week after, I won't be around. So next Friday at 10 a.m., I will be listening to Sleep Radio.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you can. I'm not sure if you can download it, but you can listen to it on the plane, maybe.
Probably.
Way out of the country.
Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about. Let's move on to Geek Tunes. I really do have to apologize for those of you who were just too stunned with that, you know, really nerdy, geeky music that Matt chose. But this time around, I assure you that Matt has picked a really good music because I do like this a lot.
No, this song is really, really cool. This is a band called Lump, and actually they're a super group. It's Laura Marling, who's one of my favorite singer-songwriters, and some members of the electronic folk group Tung, another favorite band of mine. This is the first single from them. This is Lump with Curse of the Contemporary.
And also go and check out the YouTube video because
check out the video because it's really freaky. Yeah, it's very odd indeed.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.